The sponsor of this episode is Chadwell Supply, an OG in the multifamily industry. Chadwell Supply is the largest privately owned maintenance and repair supplier, and they deliver orders the next day from local warehouses across the United States. To find out how Chadwell Supply will make your day better, visit www.chadwellsupply.com/difference.
Certainty is another word for stalling. Seth Godin put out this great blog post yesterday. It's called Demanding Certainty. And I want to read it in full and then talk about it for just a second. The defenders of the status quo often demand certainty when facing decisions about the future. It sets up the conditions for doing nothing because certainty never happens until the future arrives. It's much more useful to look at probabilities. Flipping a fair coin has a 50% chance of coming up heads. That's a risky bet. On the other hand, there's more than a 95% chance that the sea levels in Miami will be significantly higher in 10 years. Is that a bet you want to take the other side of? I might argue against that. As soon as we can begin discussing probabilities, we can sit on the same side of the table and refine our estimates and our risk profiles. But certainty is another word for stalling. How many of you have ever worked for a leader, with a leader, that sends you off to get more data? You arrive with the data, you put together a presentation, it's beautiful, it's PowerPoint, or it's not, it doesn't matter, but it's beautiful, it's backed up by fact after fact after fact of all this homework that you've done. And the leader says, well, you know, this point or that point, can you go get just some more data there or some more data here or more? And really it is under the premise that they're looking for more certainty in terms of making a decision. But there is an evil side to that as well. And the evil side, at least in my experience, has been the person who sends you off to do more work, to bring back data that you don't have any intention of acting on, or the leader has no intention of acting on. You're just avoiding a difficult conversation where, look, we can't afford to do it. We just can't do it. Stop working on it. We can't do it. Or, look, it's not part of our strategic vision here to put this particular technology in place or change this or change. It's just not. Instead, some leaders will just send you off to do more work and more work and more work to no end because they don't want to tell you no. My encouragement to you, if you're a leader out there that does that, if you are of that particular vein where you just send people off to do more work for no real end game, then don't do that. It's not fair to that person, and it's really not getting the highest and best use out of them in terms of the way they're contributing to your organization. But if you are a leader that is looking for absolute certainty before you make a decision, definitely think about what Seth has to say here. You really are talking about probabilities. You will never get to certainty until that thing comes to pass, and then you'll know, and then it's too late, or it's you just didn't make the decision and somebody else took your market share. So my encouragement to you today is don't be the leader that we described and start talking about probabilities instead of certainty. And I'll link Seth's post up in the show notes so you can use that in your next presentation. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you again to Chadwell Supply for sponsoring this episode. Chadwell Supply delivers unforgettable service with next day delivery, online and in-person maintenance training, procurement platform, assistance to make your ordering simple. Visit chadwellsupply.com/difference to learn how Chadwell Supply will make your day better.